Good afternoon. Thanks for contacting XPO Logistics. My name is Monique. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you could look up my order and tell me when approximately it is going to be delivered. I looked up online and it says tomorrow, and I just wanted to verify that that really is the case and if there's an approximate time for that.
Yes, ma'am. So you're calling to verify a delivery date or to set a delivery date?
Well, online it says that my estimated delivery date is tomorrow, but we never got a call setting up a delivery date.
Yes, ma'am. So you're calling to set a delivery date, correct?
Well, I guess. I mean, online it says that it's supposed to be tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. That may be when it's slated to be received at our warehouse. Have you received any communication from XPO Logistics in regards to this order?
So we received a phone call that said we would get a message setting something up, but then, you know, I looked and it says the delivery date is tomorrow. So
yes, ma'am. So that automated call stated that XPO Logistics will be the company to make delivery on the order, and once physically received at our warehouse, you will get another message to announce that we have the order and to set a delivery date at that time. Is the phone number on the order 607-745-7354?
So it's interesting. This is my cell phone number, but I also have my home phone number listed as well. We got the message on the home phone.
Okay, so that contact number, ma'am, listed.
Oh, I'm losing you.
That number, ma'am.
Okay, so I guess here's my question. When I look up my information online, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when I look the information up online and it says the estimated delivery date, does that mean to you guys?
Correct.
So it's tomorrow.
We don't physically set a delivery date until the order is physically received at our warehouse. So once we receive the order at our warehouse, we contact you to set a delivery date.
Okay, perfect.
The phone number as it shows on the order?
Yes, that is fine. Or should I, you know what, I should probably give you my cell phone number. Can I hit you with this phone number?
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I'm asking for the primary contact phone number listed on the order so that I can pull it up on screen.
Yep. So what I have on the order now is 607-836-4111.
The phone number listed on the order is 607-836-4111. Is that correct?
Yeah.
If you would, verify the full name and address as it shows on the order.
Yep, it's Barbara Beveridge and 12 East Academy Street, McConville.
And the zip code?
13101.
The updated contact number will read?
607-745-7354.
The updated contact number will read 607-745-7354. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what email address should we add to the order?
It's the same email address that's already there.
Yes, and there is no email address listed on the order.
Oh, there's no email address? That's interesting. Okay, I don't know. I don't understand that. But okay. It's kind of tricky. So it's B.
That is B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie.
No, Bravo. E is an Echo. V is in Victor. E is an Echo. R is in Robert. I is in Igloo. T is in Dog. Cat. T is in Tom. T is in Cat. No, TW. So Tom. TWCNY. So Time Warner, New York. WCNY. roadrunner.rr.com. So it's T Everett at TWCNY.rr.com.
That email address is bbeverid@twny.road.
TWCNY. So it stands for Time Warner Central New York. TWCNY.
That email address is bbeverid@twcny.roadrunner.com. Is that correct?
No. It's dot, so after the TWCNY, it's .rr.com. So it's timewarnercentralnewyork.roadrunner.com. So TWCNY.
Yes, ma'am. So I spelled out Roadrunner, or is it RR instead?
It's RR. Don't stop.
Okay. So I'll go through it again for you. It is bbeverid@twcny.rr.com, correct?
Yes. Perfect. I told you it was kind of hard.
Yes, ma'am. But you said Roadrunner out. That's why I typed it out.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to see, like Time Warner Central New York dot Roadrunner.com. So you know that, like, that's the initials.
Yes, ma'am. But if you say, you say it out, most people are thinking you're actually typing out Roadrunner, because some email addresses actually have Roadrunner, not RR.
Gotcha.
There was an automated message that went out Friday, May 8, 2020 at 6:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, informing that XPO Logistics would be the company to make delivery on this order. However, the status still reads as pending receipt, meaning this order has yet to be physically received at our warehouse. Once the order is received at our warehouse, an automated message will go out announcing that we have the order, and at that time, a delivery date will be able to be set.
Okay, perfect.
Is there anything else that XPO can assist you with?
Nope, that is it.
All right. My name is Monique. Thank you for contacting XPO Logistics. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.